Rock 107 WIRX, everything that rocks.
All righty, good morning. Welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Morning. Nice.
It is nice, buddy. Nice.
Nice.
It is nice, isn't it? Nice.
Yeah. What a perfect name for a water, a cheap water. Nice.
Nice. Noise. I like noise better.
A lot of times when you're hungover and you reach over and grab that nice water off the
nightstand, right there.
Nightstand. Nice.
Nice. Nice. Feel like I'm dying. Anyway, enough of Hunter being violently hungover and drinking too much water. You gotta amp it up. You gotta do like Gatorade or something. Water doesn't do enough.
My buddy told me that the other day. He's like, you know what? I've started doing every time I have a drink, I slam a bottle of water.
That's smart. That's just smart.
That's smart, but it's a lot of liquid, isn't it?
Yeah, but at this point, it's worth it not having that hangover. Like, I just can't do a violent hangover at this point just sounds awful, you know? Yeah. You know what I learned somewhere? Like, someone told me this the other day. I can't remember who told me, but anyway, he said, you know why your head hurts so bad? It's because the fluid that is around your brain is like you don't have as much of it there. So basically, it's like your brain is dry. And that's why it hurts so bad. And that's a horrible thought to have. It's
dehydrated.
Like you're dehydrated. So that protective fluid around your brain, you drank so much that your brain is no longer protected. And that's awful. That's awful.
You know what? At night better have been worth it.
Yeah. And you know what? Nowadays, Hunter, it's usually not.
It's not. Never is.
No. For me to have my brain no longer as protected as it could be because I'm so dehydrated because I drank so much that the fluid that is supposed to be there is like, not so much. No.
Didn't even do anything last night. No. I just sat at home by myself and played video games.
And now I feel like I'm dying.
Why?
Nice.
Why? Nice.
Why? Why am I doing this, huh? Wow. Got to get some coconut water or something, man. I'm dying.
Something.
Anyway.
Banana bag.
Yeah, something. Exactly. Pedialyte. All right, folks. Hey, we got to keep her moving here. It is time for your dumb vocabulary. Let's get it.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
All righty. Let's see. Tuesday, what do we got in your dumb vocabulary? Here's a good one. Your dumb vocabulary for today. Milk fountains.
It's an easy one, man.
Milk fountains.
Yeah. That's such a visual. I don't like that visual.
Milk fountains.
I'm not into that. That's weird. They're boobies, man. It's an easy one.
Absolutely. You're right. It's a woman's breasts. Her supple breasts.
Still, even the way you put it doesn't make it any better.
Really
makes
creeping,
it almost worse.
Really creeping everyone out right there. Ah. A woman's supple breasts.
Quit ruining it for everybody. It's a beautiful thing.
It gives life, for God's sakes.
You know?
You're ruining it.
Sitting here ruining it.
Example. Whoa! Get a load of that chick's milk fountains, man. Honestly, I will say, that was one of the best parts. I mean, yes, my beautiful daughter is definitely near the top of the list of all the great things of having a child. But when Kiki was pregnant and she had those big old milk fountains, man, it was fantastic. There was that real sweet spot, too, where the they were really filling up, but her stomach wasn't showing that much, so it looked like she got a boob job. It was awesome. Yeah. It was awesome. Then she got all fat.
I was going to say, how are they doing now?
Oh, they're still great. It's still fantastic. Surprising. You know why? Because she didn't pop out like six kids and had them hanging on those for, you know, the last decade.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, still doing good. Still doing good. So, yeah.
I don't think you had a choice to say the other way, even if they were.
Oh, a couple of hangers there. It's like,
you'd
ooh,
be murdered.
Rough. Honey, why don't we go get you some new ones? Huh? Why don't we go see the doc? Get you some bolt-ons, huh?
Don't say that. No.
And tell you what, I've never seen a pair of boobs I didn't like. I'm just going to tell you, a pair of milk fountains I didn't enjoy. Okay?
You know? There you go.
All right. A woman's supple breasts.
Jeez.
That is your dumb vocabulary for a Tuesday. We'll be back with more. It's the Plan B Morning Show. WIR.